All right. Good morning. Good morning, Monday Morning Mindset. This is Donna Scott. It is July 11th, 2016, and I want to welcome you all today because we're going to be talking about the mindset of looking for clues. When I first started in the real estate business, my first boss said that a lot of real estate has to do with you looking for clues, for sleuthing. And as those of you that follow me on Facebook know, I started playing this game with my sons this weekend where we were sleuthing for Pokemon, invisible Pokemon with an app on our phone, which got us all out walking around in the hot sun and packing a picnic lunch and doing some things we wouldn't have done otherwise. So looking for clues is an important part of our business. And so I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about this, and this has been a topic on my radar for a while. It really is about working your database. And for those of you that have watched the absentee owner webinar that I did last week, and I know some of you guys are in the group that are taking the course. If you did take the course before, by the way, you can repeat it for free. Just let me know so you get on the email list. But we're always looking for clues, and we talked about in that call, that webinar last week, that sometimes some of our old business sources may not be working as well for us, and we need to maybe go back to working our database again. We may be able to find more in that arena than some other ones right now. So I thought I'd go over some basics. So the first thing I want you to write down is when you begin working your database and you're about to call a group of people, I want you to identify first whether they're one thing or another. And those two things are they a lead or am I just keeping in touch, right? Because how we handle those two conversations are a little bit different. So identify first, are they a lead or am I just keeping in touch? Now, why would I keep in touch? I'm keeping in touch because I'd like them to turn into a lead, or I'm keeping in touch because I would like a referral from them, right? But identifying which of those two things that they are is a great starting place before we make the call, right? Before they answer the phone or answer the email and we've just said, hey, how you doing? It's great to identify which of those two they are. So if they're, we're going to look at both of those. If they're a lead, how do we look for the clues? And if we're just keeping in touch, how are we looking for the clues? All right, so we're going to be looking at those two things in two sections today. Is there any other type of person that we're calling, either somebody that's in our database? Obviously, we can be just cold calling. But if in your database, you should have leads and then people you're just keeping in touch with. Is there any other type of person that might be in your database that I'm missing? I want to get real clear that there are only those two types. Nope. So you guys can clearly see they're one of those two things. Correct?
Yep. Yes.
All right, great. So if they're a lead, we want to introduce ourselves, ask if they have a minute, and then ask how they're doing towards their decision to buy or sell. All right? Now, obviously, you may have something specific that you're asking them based on your previous call, but I'm just talking about, hey, I haven't been calling anybody. I'm so behind. I just am jumping into this today. So that's what we're talking about in general. Obviously, ask for something specific if you know specific. But if you're going at it general, start with how are you doing on your decision to buy or sell, all right? And if you know what the decision is, you may want to ask instead about their motivation. And when I say ask about their motivation, it's what we call pressing on the pain a little bit or pressing on what's the opposite of the pain? The pleasure, right? So my most effective pressing on the pain I ever did was a lady who was commuting over an hour to work, and she wanted to sell her house and buy another one so that she didn't have to sit in traffic 2 hours a day, an hour in the morning and an hour at night, right? And so I would say, how are you guys doing? So how's that commute going? Ouch, Are you listening to any good books on tape? Right? Pressing on the pain. So if you know what their decision is, the next thing is to ask about the motivation. Have you talked to that realtor I referred to you on the beach? Seen any great properties that you might want to buy when you sell? Gosh, I hope with this heat this summer your AC bills aren't too high in that big house. Do you see how I'm asking some questions that relate to their motivation? So that conversation might go like this. How are you doing towards your decision to buy or sell? Oh, we want to do it so bad. We've just been super busy and haven't gotten around to doing anything. Well, I understand. How's that commute going this week? Do you see how we might have inched them closer towards wanting at least to do something? So the important part next, once you've done that, is to be quiet. Let them talk, okay? Let them sit in silence. Let it be, let their imagination go, all right? Let them take the lead now in the conversation, and this is the point we start listening for clues. So this is a mindset of listening for clues. If you wanted to have some fun with this, you could order from Amazon a Sherlock Holmes hat. Can you guys all imagine the hat that Sherlock Holmes wears? You know, that inspector hat. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
All right. So you have that hat sitting next to you on the desk. You make the initial call. Then you ask a question that's going to cause them to start talking, and you put your hat on. You poise your pen or pencil or keyboard, because now we're listening for the clues. We're taking notes like an inspector. The clues are going to tell us several things. Is what they're saying a condition or an objection to acting right away? You know, if it's a condition that you nor them can do anything about, then what's the next action, guys? If it's a condition that neither of us can do anything about, what's the next action? I'm glad we're having this call. What's the next action if it's a condition?
We'll find out when the condition can be removed.
Okay, good. You're going to schedule the next call back, right? If the thing that's stopping them from doing what they want to do, a true condition that nobody can do anything about, it's just a matter of time, then all we need to do is simply schedule the next call back. There's nothing worse than an agent trying to overcome a condition. Just frustrates you and it frustrates them, right? If there's not a condition, what's our goal?
Set an appointment, take a listen.
Set an appointment. Thank you, Donna Lisa, for reading. I'm glad I got you this script before today's call, because you're reading it without knowing it, just because you're so brilliant. Set an appointment. If it's not a condition, the goal is to set an appointment. If they object, then set an appointment for the appointment. You know what? I hear what you're saying, and you guys are going away this week. Let's tentatively schedule 2 weeks from Tuesday, and I'll call the Friday before to confirm. That's setting an appointment for an appointment. Right? So, clue number one you're looking for is what they're saying, a condition or an objection. Is it a condition or an objection? And then we've gone over if it's a condition, what to do, and if it's an objection, what to do. Right?
Yes.
So number two, if there's something in the way of getting an appointment that you can help them see more clearly, that's the clue. Is there something in the way is there something in the way that you can help them see more clearly? So if there is, help them just identify the next small sweet step. Ask questions and listen for the clues. Give me an example of what this might be, guys. If there's something getting in the way that you could just help them see more clearly. Let's pretend it's a buyer. How many of you
maybe
have a buyer lead that hasn't acted yet?
Could it be
getting
something
pre-approved?
Like,
getting pre-approved. Okay, good. Perfect example, right? Getting them pre-approved. So can you help them see more clearly that once you've gotten pre-approved, we can choose a house? I mean, if the perfect house comes on the market this week, you guys aren't even ready for it. Right?
Yep.
If they really should be acting sooner, it's part of our job to help them see that. Or to get them to talk to somebody else that will help them see it. Okay? CPAs are really helpful with this, as are lenders. So sometimes we're helping them schedule an appointment. Sometimes the next small sweet step might be to schedule an appointment with somebody else. You know, I've been trying to get in touch with the lender, and we keep missing each other. Well, when are you available the rest of today? Give me some time. I'll call the lender, and I'll have him call you. Let me help you with that. If they're ready to do some step, part three is getting clarity on what that next step is. What is logical? And if it's appropriate, offer to help them take that step. Remove any obstacles in the way that you have some control over. Some of you might say, well, I don't have any control. The lender has to talk to them. They need to talk to the lender. But you can say, I'll have the lender call you instead of here's the lender's number. And they don't have to use that lender in the end. They can still interview other people. But giving people three lenders before they've even gotten pre-approved by one or talked to one at all, too big of a frog to swallow for a lot of people. I'll have a good lender call you. Anybody out there know a good lender? You all know a good lender.
Yep.
Instead of here's their number, because now they've got to reach them. The other people have to reach them. You know, let's just eliminate that. Always be listening for the clues. So what do the clues tend to sound like? Kind of gone through the process so far. What do the clues sound like? What's a clue? Somebody might think about your conversations. You're calling a lead. We're talking about leads at this point. You're calling a lead for follow-up, and what do the clues sound like? What are you guys hearing?
I can't find the house I want.
Okay.
In the price range.
All right. So my question on that particular one would be, are we showing them, or is it time for us to expand our search?
It could just be asking, you know, what's going on in the market? What's going on with interest rates? Are there any new listings, any new pocket listings, something like that?
Okay, good. So that's giving a solution to this particular one. So I can't find a house. I can't find a house. If I could find a house, I'd buy one. Right? So what else does a clue sound like? Then we'll address that in a second. Anybody besides me here? I've been meaning to get to that. Life's
Absolutely.
Just been getting in the way.
Yep.
Good.
Working on it.
I'm working on it. There you go. I'm working on it. What are they often working on?
Getting their house ready.
Yeah. Repairs, cleaning, getting together info for a lender. How about my sister, my friend, my mother said X. I'm talking to somebody about it. What else does a clue sound like? Frustration. And I think that first one that you gave, Bev, was perfect for frustration. I can't find a house. If I could, I'd buy one. That's frustration, right? What does frustration mean? Coach Stephanie, are you still here?
I am.
What is frustration? Is when we're not in alignment? I think we lost her. I don't know why. But it's when we're not in alignment with our life's intentions. Okay? These people have a life's intention to buy or sell right now. Okay? But something's in the way. It's not working.
What do you do with people who just can't seem to, they just don't seem to know how to take the action, like getting their house ready?
Okay, good. Excellent question. What, and that kind of goes back to what is their, helping them see what the next small, sweet step is.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Steph, we lost you. You want to give us your good definition of frustration?
Yeah, frustration is when your phone cuts out the minute you start to answer the question.
Yeah.
Frustration is one of the symptoms of incoherence. It just means that they're off their card, that they're not demonstrating their standards of integrity. And everyone has standards of integrity, whether they know them or not.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And the question that just came up is, well, what can you do to help them? What can you do to help them get back on their card? What can you help them? How can you help them to get the thing done that they need to get done?
You can remind them of who they are. And
okay.
you can know what their standards of integrity are, guys, just by observing them. Sometimes we get frustrated. Whatever they're frustrated by, the opposite of that would be one of their qualities. Does that make sense?
So in this case, we were talking about somebody who needs to get their house cleaned up so they can sell it, and they're just not getting it cleaned up.
Yes, so one of their qualities might be that they're organized or that they're efficient or that they're, it might be a life's intention that they're a creator of beauty. And so they're not demonstrating those, and so they're feeling frustrated. So you can remind them, you can appreciate them for their attempt.
Great.
Or give them one small sweet step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Roberta. Because that's the thing that I've found the most helpful is getting them to think of one small sweet step that they can commit to doing.
One thing.
And also, really observe you guys if they're falling into perfectionism. Right? It doesn't have, remind them that it doesn't have to be perfect because perfectionism makes us just freeze in our tracks. So the one small sweet step is brilliant because the fastest way to unfreeze is to take one tiny movement. But just to acknowledge for them, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's okay.
Yeah.
Give them that all is well, energy.
You guys have learned so much about the power of a small, sweet step, right? And I think that's what part of this conversation on this Monday Mindset about is when we look for the clues and how to help them move forward, a lot of it is about creating that small, sweet step. Somebody who's on this call today, and I won't say who it is, made a commitment of cleaning out their office this week. And they literally took everything out of the office and sent me a picture. Picture of everything in the office, picture of everything out of the office. The small sweet step was just to get the office empty and to begin then bringing back things as they needed them. Now, that was huge.
And don't, And don't underestimate the power, the energy that that one small sweet step releases. It's really incredible how much energy taking that one small action can create, and it really propels them forward, hopefully to an appointment.
Yes. And so it might just be, how about if you just tackle the bathroom? Let's start with that. Or it could be, looking at your schedule, is the best technology that you need to hire some professional help to come in? Could I have someone call you? You know, there's a lot of gratefulness at the end of transaction, and you guys know this, from buyers and sellers who say, I never would have gotten it done without you. And what they're talking about is that you help them see the small, sweet step, that one box, that one small room, that one phone call.
And this goes back to what you were saying earlier, Donna. Pick up on the clues. If you suggest the bathroom and you sense that they're still frozen, then say, clean out one drawer in the bathroom or clean out the linen shelf in the bathroom. So the paying attention to clues is just, it's such a brilliant metaphor for what you're, for basically you coaching them through this.
That's what we're talking about, right? Absolutely. So let's go, because we spent a lot of time on if it's a lead, and of course that's really, really important, because if we've got leads and they're not turning into something, this is where we wanted to focus a lot of time. But I want to spend the last couple of minutes talking about if it's just a conversation, if it's just keeping in touch, how to look for clues there. So if it's just keeping in touch, so make a little separation on your notes today. We want to have, step one is just have a conversation. How are you doing? Share information two ways. You're sharing something and you find out something from them. That's a conversation, okay? Is there anything that you see in the clues from the conversation that would allow you to help them in any way? Okay? Not just about real estate. Of course, if it's real estate related, you're going to help them or find someone else that can if it's outside your minimum standards. We'll look at that in just a second. But listen for other clues. Something or someone they need that you can provide. You know, we've had, we've talked about Bob, oh, what's his last name? Shoot, it just went out my head. The Net Weaving Ambassador. You guys know people. You all know good CPAs that either in your networking groups or there's somebody you sold a house to or for, or you know your own. Okay, there's good lenders that can do refinances. How many people out there should be refinancing? Anybody that didn't? Is that a good conversation to be having? Did you know you could sell your house and buy another one for no increase in your monthly payment? You've got people in your database that could do that. With the equity they have in their house and the low interest rates today, there are people out there that could reduce their monthly payment and be in a bigger, better, nicer, newer, smaller, whatever they need house. Are we conveying that information? Is that information that we could share for them or someone they know?
Absolutely.
Right? Be a good net weaver. Watch especially for the clues the entire time that that does come up with something that we can help them with. What are the clues that come up that we might be able to help them when they haven't even thought about it? What are those clues, guys? Get in conversation.
It could be a clue such as that, you know, maybe a grandkid somewhere is graduating from fifth grade or whatever, and you ask, you know, do you miss your grandkid? Maybe they could buy something closer to the grandkid.
Great. So family changes, family information and changes. Good. What else? Who else? Pop in. What are those clues?
They're asking
downsizing.
Downsizing. House too big, too small. Terry.
They're asking you questions about real estate.
Okay, they're asking questions about real estate. They simply are asking questions.
Health changes for, like, for example, I have high altitude. There's a point when a lot of people just can't come up here anymore.
Health changes, right? Age. School stuff. Stop renting or living with family. The deaths, divorces, job changes, family size changes. They're simply asking questions. One of my coaching calls this morning, somebody said, they said, we're kicking around the idea of selling. Hey, that's a clue, right? So be listening for the clues. And then finally, once we both have a pitch in touch with someone, or I'm going to get something back for you, I like to close these asking for a favor, not for us, but for a client we have. I have a buyer that's looking for a house and we can't find one. This is what they're looking for in the area. Would you know anybody at all that owns something in that area that sounds like that? Or know somebody who might know somebody? Oh, my gosh, my daughter's friend's parents live in that area. Why don't I ask them if they know anybody? Something specific, or I have a listing that's not selling. This is what it's like. Can you think of anybody you know that might like it? Ask about one buyer or one seller, not in general, very specific. This is at a time that we can actually talk about business, right? Where we've had a great conversation about helping them find a new CPA. We've talked about their aging parents. Now, would you mind doing me a favor this week? Keep in mind these buyers that I'm looking for, and this is what they're looking for. This is also a time we can also bring up rates and markets up, down, and tax savings and benefits of owning real assets versus paper assets. This is a key difference from other scripts you might have heard, guys. We're asking for a favor for one of our clients, not for us. And you want to close with, do you have enough of my business cards in your wallet? What are they going to say? No. Which gives you what an opportunity to do?
Give them cards.
I'll send you a few in the mail, or I'll drop some off in your mailbox or whatever. Right? See, now we're closing the conversation with another thing that's going to get done. And here's a bonus. Is there an article you can send them by mail or email that relates to the conversation at all? It could be about golf. It could be about aging parents. It could be about kids going into middle school. It could be about health changes with altitude. Okay? When we send something else by email or mail that related to the conversation, it says that we care. It said that we were paying attention to the clues. Right? We get deeper relationships, which means more referral and business from those people in your database. Note that what we send in the Monday news and special reports and things like the Brexit article we sent last week are things that you can use. Some of you used that this week, and for those of you that missed it, it'll be on your notes today with this call. I see that I've gone over a couple minutes. I apologize. I hope you enjoyed talking about the clues. And we'll use some of this in your calls this week. Anybody have any final questions? Comments?
Thank you. Great call. Good reminder.
You're welcome. Yay. Don't forget, this Thursday, 1.5 hours skills training. You must register to be there. It is Steve Gordon of Unstoppable Referrals basically giving you the whole book in 1.5 hours on Thursday in replacement of our skills call this week. So make sure you book that and that you saw the note. We'll be sending it out almost every day this week to make sure you get registered. So
awesome.
Pay attention to that. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.